This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. As you've no doubt heard at this point, today President Joe Biden signed into law a $95 billion foreign aid package, including a provision that would force the owner of TikTok to sell the video app or see it banned in the United States. The app's Chinese parent company ByteDance now has several months to complete a sale. In response, TikTok called the measure unconstitutional and says the company will challenge it in court. Now, it's not every day Congress takes aim at a specific foreign-owned company over national security concerns. But limiting ownership of firms in the U.S., especially in telecommunications, has a long history, as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
By long history, we mean like all the way back to the founding of the United States, says Zephyr Teachout, a professor at Fordham Law School.
The focus and anxiety about foreign corruption and foreign powers was really central at the Constitutional Convention.
The founders, she says, were really concerned that foreign countries would try to meddle in the U.S., so they passed measures including the Emoluments Clause, which prohibits office holders from taking gifts from foreign officials. Over the decades, the government restricted foreign businesses from taking part in energy, shipping, and telecommunications.
In 1912, the Radio Act was passed, which prohibited foreign ownership of radio stations, and that really became a model for other communications infrastructure.
The idea, Teachout says, was to prevent foreign actors from using mass communication to do two things.
Spying on the one hand and propaganda on the other.
Those are the same concerns lawmakers now have about ByteDance, the Beijing-based owner of TikTok, says Ganesh Sitaraman at Vanderbilt Law School.
It really matters who owns the basic communications infrastructures of our country, and tech platforms are one of the central ones in the modern era.
But what's unusual in this case is it's Congress spelling out who can own a specific company. Usually that's left to a government body called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, says James Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
CFIUS can block a sale, but they can also say, okay, we'll let you operate this American company, but you need to do the following things.
CFIUS had been looking into TikTok, but Congress's action overrides that work. Now, with the U.S. giving the company a matter of months to sell off the algorithm at the heart of the app and the Chinese government pushing back,
we've set ourselves up for a head-on collision. It's a bit like a game of chicken. And the real test here is the algorithm. Who gets the algorithm?
And that fight, Lewis says, does not have a historical precedent. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.